I think it's very good for Australian bands because it's not at all an easy audience to please, because there are so many bands all trying to do the same thing. And until recently, it's been that way, where you sort of had to go out and prove yourself live first for, you know, at least 6 months to a year, you know, and then, you know, if you could prove to the record company sort of thing that you'd get a bit large following, you know, and so on and so on, and they could see the progression, you know, although it's really changing rapidly now.
I think initially, well, it has to make it easier, because the world starts focusing in on Australia instead of having that incredible first rung on the ladder of people actually taking it seriously. That's all sort of gone now, and I think most people think beyond kangaroos and beer and whatever from Australia, and they realise there is actually a creative art scene, and there's a music scene there, and there's a movie scene and books, etc, etc. So from that, we feel like we're on equal ground now. So from there on, I hope that Australian bands will just be considered as bands, not Australian bands, you know, international bands from now on. If that happens, I'll be really happy. I think there's a lot more bands in Australia, and a lot of them are going to have to get overseas to really make people have an even better idea of what's going on. You know? It's still only a few bands, really, that have got overseas. You know?